what we said last week with Rainsford, we said, what can you do for a herd of kala gufmoy sheep? Someone who's confined to bed, he's got a severe pain, makes him very schwach. Whatever the definition of herd of kala guf, what can you do? So we said, first of all these tzuris that are bonon can be done with the sheep. So for example, we said, Lamosh, let's say you have to get some medicine, you need to get tablets. So the way to get tablets is from an next door neighbour. There's no Erev in the tablets, no Erev in the air. You can take the tablets from an next door neighbour, you put it under your hat, or you put it in between your shirt, you put it in your shoe, you put it anywhere which is not a normal way of carrying. That is a shinoi, and that makes it mutter to carry on Shabbos. I've wanted to go with what we said last week as well, so I'm not sure if I got so clear. We spoke about a steer in the Mishnah Berurah here, about this Bishul Akum. We said, that in one place, the Mishnah Berurah seems to imply that Bishul Akum is mutter, Shin Kav Ches, Bishul Akum is mutter on Shabbos, that means a Chodah Kodakur, someone who's ill, and he's confined to bed, so that the non-Jew is allowed to cook for him. He needs a hot drink, so you can put the electric kettle on, you can do an Isidoraisa, you can put a hot kettle on for him, you can cook potatoes for him, cook meat, whatever's needed for the choyle, what the doctors say, is allowed to be done. That's in Shin Kav Ches. Then he says there that on Motzei Shabbos, then everything becomes osa. Looks even like for the choyle kolakuf, everything becomes osa. You can't eat anything, shakla, give it back to the goy. The goy can eat it, but no one else can eat it. And there's a shayla with the kalim even. What happens to the kalim? Are you allowed to, do you have to kashen the kalim because of Bishul Akum? Or can you rely on the shizu which is okay? He's not happy. The mindset of the pastor who says you should kashen the kalim. Quite a chiddush actually, yeah? That's in Shin Kav Ches. In Shin Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah's mashma, they're completely different. The Mishnah Berurah's mashma, that in Shin Yud Ches, all of a sudden there, it becomes mutter for everyone. It looks like in Shin Yud Ches, on Motzei Shabbos, it looks like it has mutter for everyone. And it doesn't mention about the pots being a problem. It looks like everything is allowed. It's a problem. So the person were very busy with this, actually. What exactly is the answer to this steel in the Mishnah Berurah? Some, we saw a few to us from last time. One of the sources we say is that, I don't like this terrace. One terrace is that in Shin Yud Ches, when the Mishnah was lenient, he's explaining the Ramah. The Ramah was lenient there. In Shin Kav Ches, he's explaining himself, and there he held it was a problem. That's true, but it could be that since Chazal allowed the Bishul Akum, Chazal gave it ahead to the Bishul Akum. If they allowed it to eat, it could be they didn't ask the Kalim. It could be it's a Kulo Heter, the whole thing is a Heter over here. I understand this. Not really. When a Goy mustn't cook for you because they made an Ister of Bishul Akum.
Correct. Why should
Because the whole ism of the priory, Chazal didn't make this for Bishlachim. That means the pastors didn't mean they're making this for Bishlachim. They were not good for Bishlachim in this case. It's Heter.
It is a Bishlachim.
It's
a Heter. What's the great kind
of Heter
to eat? What were the
Kalim? If Chazal allowed the ism of Bishlachim to be done for Chorik or a Kup, it could be they didn't ask the Kalim. It's very logical. But why is funny that? Why is it make the food is more?
It's the Bishlachim. You can't.
So that's the Makkos Rishonim. It's a this is the Makkos Rishonim actually.
Find that. But then the thing is, it's the Bishlachim. It's a hesed to eat it. No problem for him, for Choyle, for everybody. Great. But the Ma'is at the end of the day, it is a Bishlachim. And if a Bishlachim, Chazal say you've got to cash it, why is it different?
I tell you what, I'm sorry to say, but I answer in this case if Chazal won't go to Bishlachim.
Why not?
Because it's a Choyle Kodak Gov. They won't go to Bishlachim. For an ill person, they won't go to Bishlachim. But I thought it weren't going at all for a choyla. What? Yeah, yeah, it's much better than normal case, you must realize. Yeah, it's saying it's a Bishul Akum.
I thought it was a Bishul Akum.
Yeah, I mean, it's a back of the shirt, I can't argue with you. Nice to go back to the shirt. No, the fact to say it's alright is that once Chazal said this case is mutter,
it's not a
Bishlachim.
It is a Bishlachim, but it's a
Hetzel. It's a Hetzel. Chazal allowed you to do this, it allowed you.
If it's okay to eat
It's a Machlokes. So the Maaseh, it's a Machlokes that's answered. I want you to present last time from the side. Just communicate to what? Yeah, I was wondering about that, but that's really worse. Yeah. That's a Cheshul Issa. Chazir is a Cheshul Issa. Yeah, I would think, I thought you were asking Cheshul. He's right, that's Poshul Lechayyim, Cheshul Lechayyim. But that's different. That is because the actual Chefse is Osa. Chazir is a piece of Osa, like a food. It's Dechoya. Here, Chazal didn't make the Xeira at all. It's probably a mutter. I give you an example. Yeah. So we saw last time, very interesting, from the son of the Chofetz Chaim. I just want to read that again to you. He says, "Moi, the son of the Chofetz Chaim." The Chofetz Chaim's son, in the Michtam of Chofetz Chaim over here, he goes through a big seder over here of how he was very hard upon Panos. It was very hard for him to manage Panos wise. So his father didn't want him to go into Rabbanot, it seems. So his father told him to go through Chalokim B'Shulchan Aruch. So he says over here, that was the idea. He says, he gave me Simon Mishulchan Aruch, Shetzorach Ali Lilmoid, and the Ayin of Ara. He gave me certain Simon Mishulchan Aruch that I should go and check very well. And I had to fix out this Ashley Havir Ruchi and to write down what I thought. Heim of Fish Ashulchan Aruch, Heim of Bialocha, Ukum Mai Sehu. And as that was the action, and then to send it to him, he would go through again with himself and his son in law, who was there in Radin, and they would check it, and that was the idea that was through. He says, the mice didn't work out so well because I didn't bring it so quickly out. So my father overtook me sometimes. He wrote other things that I was supposed to write. But he wrote things that I was supposed to write. On a makama simonim achiz nishlecha, many simonim I delayed sent him. Who is resusai? Because he was so eager, hagdoila kidmoni. He preempted me. A goma ba'atma simon. He finished the simon before I finished even. So he might give me one simon to do, but I took so long to do it. By the time I sent it to my father, he had already done it. Then he says over here, Omam Chedek I used to God about Hit Shabbos, Chova by Abba Batsman, most of it my father wrote himself, or Lom and Imchosta Hatsuin. In Kiay Mamorim Yudachilishatoy, Rak the Tiles of the different Yomai Ovi, Abba Pikain, I want to say, Oye Bekaran, it's a Kura Turani, I want to arouse the people. Kibishur Shak Somla Yotsu Tomid Ma'at Achas Nimtu the Bom Steers Ma'at. Lo Yotsu Tomid Ma'at Achas. It didn't come out sometimes, just bit by bit. Nemtzah the pot on mysterious. Sometimes you find the mishpura contradictions. Shall rather machabel leomalad. The whole time didn't realize them. I mean, I sent him sometimes a few pages together of different simonim. So the whole time didn't analyze every single bit at the same time as he was going through it. The only I saw the mishpura. So he says, if you look, this is one mysterious he brings. If you look there in Simon Shin Yud Chesif Chut Yud Dal. What we're talking about? He wrote that Motz Shabbos is Motz Miyat, and the Simon Shin Kav Ches he writes that it's Osa. The Simas Adobarhu, the reason why this happened, he says, is she was Simon Shin Yulches, and Simon Shin Yulches, who Yumir Soyashal Allah, my father wrote it. That's why he was lenient. The Chofetz Chaim wrote it, he was lenient. He said, there's no Isra of Brish Akum, but Shabbos, everything's mutter. But who Ochat Bashitzara, Kamosh Etik, Ramabi Odea, who was Simon Shin Kalches, who Kasav Yodi, Simon Shin Kalches, I wrote, but Noichetai Alocha Shizarashba, Shacholikara, I wrote the other opinion. I brought the other Rishonim. I shall be certain when you guess that's how he wants to say. So that is how he answers the steel. It's very interesting, actually.
Never corrected it.
So it's very interesting. He said he didn't always see at the same time. It was different times he saw it. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Even though he was steelers, he didn't always hop at the Chofetz Chaim. They weren't shown to him at the same time. He didn't have a steel, that is. So that's how he wants to answer it. If that's true, yeah. That comes out of Master Chesed, because the Chofetz Chaim himself held that on Motzei Shabbos, there's no problem with the food and the Kedem.
Yeah.
Now, during a week, that's much worse. Yeah, during a week where you've got a goy who can cook, a yid who can cook for you, you haven't got a set of a chayra. This set only applies on Shabbos. Unless you've got a hechah tipsa, maybe when you've got no goy, when you've got no yid available. All right, Moshe.
All right. So,
what about
Friday afternoon night? Now, someone, one of the cooks, it's Sunday night and the last cook for you, like the
vein. No, not Friday afternoon, because a yid can do it. You can't do Friday afternoon because a yid can cook. You can't do it. Yeah, sorry.
So, you told me that the steer it is, that's chodesh.
Yeah, so that's how some people answer. Very fair tells us. Some people answer that in Simon Shin Yud Ches, it's talking about Chodesh Yesh Bo Takana. If it's a Chodesh Yesh Bo Takana, even a Yid could cook for him. So the fact that a Goy cooks is a Milsa Do Shiach, it's not common. Therefore, they weren't Goyza. And in Shin Kab Ches, it's a Chodesh Kab Gov. It's an interesting answer. What? Yeah, I mean, this Teres is the Chodesh, the Amistika Teres, the Chodesh, this is the Amistika. What?
He wrote
it. I'm saying he wrote it. He wrote it himself. Yeah. Okay, now coming back to what we said over here. So we said also that the Morris is the special heter that a choy le kol aguf, so all malachas rabbonim can be done. So taking tablets, and we said, if you can do it with a shinoi, like say carrying the tablets, you have to do it with a shinoi. If you can't do it with a shinoi, the marshal swallowing a tablet, you can't do it with a shinoi really. So that's allowed to be done like normal. So a person's got a very bad headache, very bad migraine, whatever it is, a very bad earache, he can't take tablets with a shinoi, so he can take the tablets like normal. That's very interesting. That's
what
he's
doing.
What?
What about having a drink afterwards?
Have a drink afterwards. Not everyone having a drink afterwards. That's about to be done when you get after that. That is okay. Okay, that's more or less what we said last time. Now, moving on to about a toothache. So here's the very interesting about a toothache. Just before we go on to a toothache. So we said, a chole. When I talk about a chole doing isidrabonon for himself, it's not that for himself, yeah? It means anyone who's helping the chole. It means, for example, let's say the chole has got a very bad migraine and he can't get out of bed to get tablets. There's nothing wrong with a friend of you going to the neighbour to bring the tablets over. So you do it with a shimmy, you put it in between your shirt, but anyone can do it. Whoever's helping the chole has got a heta. That is allowed. Then we spoke about another interesting thing, and that is that all this through is drop on and allowed. There are two exceptions to this, though, as the Bishop points out. One is a malocha shein shtuicha legufa. That means, for example, let's say someone's got a candle burning in a room. If someone were to blow out that candle, what avera has he done? Someone to blow out the candle. He's done a chavit. Is that ister melatur or ister aboron?
What do you mean?
Is it an ister deraisa?
Oh,
the ister deraisa of kiri, extinguishing, is where a person had something burning, wood burning, and he blew it out so it can be coal, charcoal. So you're blowing it out, it burns better later. When we blow a candle out, that's called a malacha shein shtuicha legufa. You're not doing it for its main purpose. That is an issa drabonon. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that's not allowed for this. Even though a chole kal haguf, you can do an issa drabonon. This malacha shein shtuicha legufa you can't do. So let's say someone's got a candle burning in the room, and the chole says, I can't sleep with a candle burning, it disturbs me. I can't go to sleep. So you can't blow out the candle. Because that's a very chomor drabonon, a malacha shein shtuicha legufa is a very, very strict drabonon, which is not allowed to be done for a chole kal haguf. As well, the other issa drabonon, which is also very strict, is a malacha kal hayad. And if the person, let's say, for example, he wants to put the light off, he wants to knock it off with his elbow, that's a very chomor drabonon that we don't allow either. Even though it's two, there's two very common rabbonos, the ma'aseh that we allow that. So that is also not allowed. Malach kalachiyad, what else other examples I brought over here? For malach kalachiyad. No, but you can't do it. So to do a shinui, the marshal, to knock something with a shinui, a person can't do. You can't do a malach with a shinui, even though it's a deraisa, which is knocked down to a rabbonos, you don't have a shinui, that is not allowed to be done. Right, Moshe. Now, coming to a toothache. A toothache on Shabbos. Now, there's different levels of toothaches on Shabbos. Let's start with the worst. Now, I must say, today, a point happened to speak to a dentist, actually. Very interesting. I was talking to a dentist today. There's different sorts of toothaches. I mean, a person can have a very mild toothache. So that's, obviously, there's no heter for that at all. You can't take any medicine for that, a very mild toothache, because it's not a chole kal haguf. What he could do, we spoke about, is he can drink whiskey in the normal way. You drink it normally, that's a machal briyam, a healthy way of people drink whiskey, and normal people drink whiskey. Sorry?
It might not hit the tooth. If you drink it in a normal way, it won't hit the tooth. Well, you want it to numb the tooth. I mean, it's your back, let's say it's your tooth that's around the back. Well, you don't drink that way, you drink down the throat.
So why can't you move it that way? Why can't it run down the back?
That's another way of drinking.
Why?
Can't
gargle it. Like this, for this, you can't gargle.
Oh, you can actually replace the whiskey.
You can drink the whiskey on that side. So you have to tilt a bit and drink the whiskey that side. That's the
thing.
Gargling, the mission was not happening. The mission was only muttering gargling when it's painful. When it's painful, the mission rule allows gargling. Otherwise, it doesn't allow gargling. If it's a chole kal haguf, if it's very, very painful, it's a chole kal haguf. No, because that's not a normal way of doing things. Now, most people, he's asking, you dip whiskey, so he's asking, you dip whiskey, chal into whiskey, and then put it onto the back of your mouth, onto your tooth.
People
dip the chal into whiskey, I have
no idea, but I'm not
people. Only someone's got a toothache.
Shame on the whiskey,
yeah. No, I don't even want to do it. Why should anyone do it? Why should anyone do it on whiskey?
What,
you only do that if someone's got a pain in his tooth.
You do it outside.
I'm saying that's the way to do it, but that's mukhak, you do it for a fool, that's not allowed, I don't think. Well, that's not what it's to do. Sandwiches clear to a refuah. We spoke about putting clothes on your tooth, and actually can't do it, because even though it's meant to help. That's unless a chole karaguf. If someone's a chole karaguf, he can take medicine, then he can put the bread into whiskey and put it on his mouth. But someone hasn't got such a severe tooth, they can't do this. That's the chole, what's going on.
Are you
not using toothpicks? Toothpick you could use, I don't use a toothpick.
Yeah, but why
is it
not
toothpick?
If you're not going to use
it,
why can't
you
use a
toothpick? Toothpick you could use, but toothpick's not a refuah, I don't think. That's all right to do.
Toothpick.
Why are the pain is very severe? Now, I don't know what's going on over here. So this is what I was going to a dentist about today. Someone's got an abscess. Now, generally speaking, what? An abscess is a swelling in the mouth. Now, generally speaking, that's not dangerous. So you said to me, to the dentist, that's not dangerous. I mean, of course you have to take antibiotics or whatever. Huh? That's not dangerous. Of course you can't have a shelter for that. But it is exceptionally painful. An abscess can be exceptionally painful. So a person would... It's infection. Infection, yeah. But it's not life-threatening. So it's not, you can't have a shelter yourself. What you can do is, if it's very, very painful, the person is going to cut it off. So he's allowed to take antibiotics. Again, you can't do it in an abnormal way. So you can take it out normal. And you can even ask a goy lechora, that we said also last time, that when a person's a chora karaguf, he's allowed to ask a non-Jew to do anything for him, even a melacha deraisa. So you can ask a non-Jew to go to the chemist, for example, if you can, and you can get antibiotics. Someone told me there's a service actually here, which the doctors have got. Someone told me he needed to take medicine on the object, which I can't remember what it was. And there's a service, you go to the chemist and tell the chemist the doctor's name, and they give you the antibiotics ready, which is a very good idea actually. I mean, I don't know how it works, but that's what they do. There's no problem at all with that, because you can ask him to do anything like he wants. The goy writes down whatever he's doing. There's no problem whatsoever. The goy can give you everything. You can take it. But that is not serious enough to be machal shas for. The question is, which I didn't realize, and that is sometimes the person gets after someone told me, where the face swells up. Now, that is a much more serious situation, he told me, than the dentist. That is the sophic. One has to know what to do in such a case. That is more serious. And possibly then one can be machal shabbos. Obviously, the best thing to do it through a goy. But I say it's very hard to go out. One of my children just this week decided to put their hat on a bush on Shabbos. So he put his hat on a bush. And he says to me, "Daddy, what do I do now?" I thought, it's a good question now. It's not point much to ask a question now, is it? Right, so I met one goy. Funny, it was on a bush. I said to the guy in the street, "Do you mind to knock it off?" He looked at me as though I was from planet Mars. He said, "I'm sorry, so I'm in the middle of a phone call. I'm in the middle of a phone call, so I can't speak to you." He said, "I'm very sorry." Don't blame me.
You're suing for touching your hat.
He thought I was actually my sugar. What?
You're suing for touching your hat.
What?
Why did he
sue? Yeah, he thought I was mad. He absolutely thought I was mad. I said, "I don't know what you thought."
Why did he tell us that?
What?
Why did he tell us that?
I told him it's myself, but he thought I was mad.
Why did he tell us that?
I told him I can't move. It's myself. I can't move. He said, "Can you just knock it off?" I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing. I think he's crazy. Right? I'd do the same thing. So it's not so easy to find a non-Jew to do something for you. It's not so easy. He just walked past. He says he's very busy with the phone. He said he can't speak. Very, very busy. Very busy with the phone machine. He couldn't speak around. So now, Baruch Hashem, shock a prop. Yeah, well, it's half of them to come in. Baruch Hashem, then, a car stopped. Mummy's outside my house. A guy got out. I don't know what he did. And I asked him if he doesn't mind to knock it over. He looked at me also like I'm sugar now. He said, "Yeah, if you want me to," he said. So he went into the garden and said, "Do you mind to knock it over or push it, knock it onto the floor?" He must have thought I was crazy. Absolutely crazy. I said, "Yeah, do you mind to knock it onto the floor?" He said, "Yeah, I don't mind."
You can't knock
it off a tree. Can't take it off a tree. Dodgy. It's not posh. It's very not posh. Potter's got a tree, but it's very, very dodgy. The man said, "I'll take it off a tree." So he knocked it off, and Boris showed the man to get a hat. But you ask, is it easy to find a goy? It's not so easy to find a non-Jew to do something for you. So that's going to be a problem. But here, if someone's got a serious thing over here, certainly if it's serious and abscess, it's very, very painful, and the face is swelling up, then one has to ask a shy of that, because that could be, said to me, the dentist said to me today, that could be a constant fascia attacker. That's a sign it's serious. A general abscess hasn't got this header. A general abscess is definitely a chole karaguf. It's painful. The swelling is painful in the tooth. It's hard to carry on to live like that. It's hard. You're fine to bed. So he's definitely going to take antibiotics. But to be mechal shabbos for that, that's very, very dodgy. That chole one can't do. And that Baruch Hashem speaks to that over here, actually. He says actually also this, actually. Im akoy chosam oid, but often she eschajas les lekas b'shiroshel tshen. If you're worried about an infection on the root of the tooth, he says you can even ask a Jew to take it out, actually, because that's very, very serious. I'm not sure what that case is exactly. I'm not sure. There's always a big question. The Taz holds, question is, someone needs to have a tooth taken out on Shabbos. I was just wondering, I was just sitting there shitting with someone actually. So he was saying that someone, a child fell over, he wasn't talking about Shabbos actually, and his teeth were hanging out. And the shadow was, can you put them back in again on Shabbos? Now, apparently it seems the quicker you put it back in again, the more likely it's going to stay. That's an interesting question, what you can do about that on Shabbos. Because something that happens on Shabbos, what can you do? I mean, it's not sakana, it's not a danger. What? It's not dangerous at all. What?
What did
you do? Because sakana is a Shabbos wall.
What did you do with it?
I don't know what they were just talking about. Upstairs. That we have to speak about what happened in such a case. But generally speaking, a person's got a pain in his tooth, all he can do is get a goy to help him out. He can't do more than that. Okay, everybody, second.